Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The Community Advisory Board will meet Thursday, July 20th at 5 p.m.
KBOO Portland.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and coming up at 10:15 is Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on stage and studio, Dime Roberts welcomes Kevin Jones, the artistic director of the August Wilson Red Door Project, and their groundbreaking touring production of Hands Up, Seven Playwrights, Seven Testaments. And at 11:30, Art Focus interviews painter Pat Boas about her work in the show New Modernism at Elizabeth Leach Gallery, and how artists are looking back at 20th century abstract art to remake it in a new context. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate. And coming up shortly is Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, July 18th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. We've got themes today. Sometimes we struggle to pull a theme out of thin air in the dark of night. Not so today. Here's the first one. Never try to take a bone back when there's a dog at the other end chewing on it. Or you can't fix stupid and you can't fix privatized health care. Or this. Imagine you've just had surgery to remove a potentially deadly blood clot from above your eye. As you struggle up and out of the anesthetic gloom and cautiously peer into the light of day, the first thing you see is Mitch McConnell's face leering down at you out of the fluorescent sky. Yes, Mitch McConnell is perhaps one of the first people to get into the room just to have a little word with John McCain. Gosh, I wonder what they talked about. That's it for themes, though we did knock it out of the park on this one. Weather for today and tomorrow: today, sunny, bright with a high around 84, light northwest winds. And tonight, clear skies, lows around 57, and it is going to kick up a little breeze. Tomorrow, sunny skies, highs around 81, and for tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lows around 61. That's it, bang, for your weather and for your themes for the morning. Yeah, so healthcare is about the only thing anybody is thinking about. And really, after all, why not? This is, it is no exaggeration to say it's a life or death issue. Not for the guys making the decisions, because their healthcare is secure. That's locked in. They don't have to worry about anything. No matter how this goes for everyone else, they're okay. That makes it, that underlines the poignancy of John McCain and winding up in the hospital. Unlike you and I, he's not going to be, whatever else he has to worry about, the thing above the blood clot above his eye, that the healthcare bill, and many of the tough patches life has put him through. Nonetheless, he doesn't have to worry about one thing, and that is the bill. Others have different scenarios that they face, and however much it galls people and grinds us all when we end up, when we pay our health insurance premiums. Nonetheless, it's not anything as bad as what we're going to face with the if we ever should actually have to test this baby and take it out for a test drive, because that's when you find out really, really who's paying the bills. And it's not insurance companies, I can tell you that much. They're raking in, and no one said a word, not a peep, throughout this whole discussion about the profits that insurance companies are making. Every time there's the remotest whisper, the slightest hint that any of this proposed legislation is going to cost insurance companies anything at all, the tiniest little dent in profits, and there's a hue and a cry. You would think these people were in an ambulance on their way to the hospital. Yeah, that's just it. That's something we won't be able to get past until we just kick the bastards out and go to single payer. There was even a rumors of for our government operatives taking a look at how other healthcare plans around the world, let's just say it, successful ones that actually were a benefit to people, how those worked. And strangely enough, they didn't find anything they liked. And it was more, they didn't find anything that insurance companies would like. So you think about it, I would hazard a guess that listeners to Air Cascadia have no doubts about single payer. Though if there is anyone out there listening who has the slightest ambiguity lingering over this question, it's so clearly obvious. Take Trump's, as he thinks of it, as his deal maker persona. We just don that persona for a moment, if you would, and think about what a beautiful world it would be if we could kick out the insurance companies, give them something else to do. Don't we have infrastructure to fix? We could dig a ditch or two, not a pipeline type ditch, but a regular harmless ditch. It's really a question of Trump's candy is getting eaten by its own. Now that two more Republican senators last night said that they're going to oppose the bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act. So it seems that Trump just hasn't tumbled to the fact that nobody likes this. He still thinks that He actually said, and I've got a quote for you right here. Look, it's right here on this page. I even underlined it. Republicans should just repeal failing Obamacare now and work on a new health care plan that will start from a clean slate. Dems will join in. Dems will join in. Dems who? Who's Dem legislators who are going to join in? I don't really think I see anyone's hand go up in the back of the room. Unbelievable. Senator Mitch McConnell did concede last night that the effort to repeal and immediately replace the failure of Obamacare will not be successful. He outlined plans to vote now on a measure. See, this is why they want everything that they want to do. But finally, the American public has figured out that whenever there's a big rush on to do something, that's exactly what you don't want to do. Another point that I want to make here, too, is that today's the last day to submit comments to Orrin Hatch, Senator Orrin Hatch. He's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. And this is leaping ahead to changes to the tax code, which clearly, I wonder when Trump's followers figure out how badly they're going to get it when Trump gets around to changing the tax code to benefit his pals. I mean, favors were done. Markers are going to be called in, and there is not going to be any room for leverage on this one. It is coming. And as whenever you have a rabid, a mad dog foaming at the mouth, cornered, the last thing that you want to do is to provoke it. And that's where we are right now. And you have someone like Donald Trump and his sycophants, and they're cornered, then that's when they become really dangerous. The Obama administration, remember, ordered Russian diplomats to leave two waterfront compounds in New York and Maryland. Well, now Russia wants them back. Makes you wonder what's in those compounds. Bringing up Russia only because we're running out of time, and I do want to make mention, I've wondered about those compounds myself. I've wondered about what could be in there that might suddenly, out of the wild blue, become of interest to the Russians, why they might suddenly decide they want them back. Is it possible that yet another one of the Trump children might be somehow in there, held hostage to the evil bear? Is it possible? Sure, could be. We're in a world where just about anything is possible, and that brings me straight back to the anything is possible changes to the tax code. It may be too late. I believe the deadline was Monday. I'm not sure about that. But it is definitely well past time to send a message to that Senate Finance Committee, Chairman Orrin Hatch, demanding a system that makes the wealthy pay their fair share. When that happens, yeah, right. It's been too late for that for a couple of hundred years. And as Trump continues his doomed medicine show, traveling the country with that persuasive, charming bedside manner of his, I have a suggestion for a new. As he loudly touts the advantages of buying American, which something which he'll never be caught doing, but here's a little tagline for him. How about Make America Make Again? Tens of thousands of people took out private loans for private colleges. This might be a key to making America make again. As we are always told, go to school, get a degree, and then bang, you get a job. And that's not going to be, there aren't going to be any bumps in that road, of course, right? Because we're going to fix the infrastructure and we're going to take out the potholes on the road to a well-paid job. Tens of thousands of people, though, who believed that and took out private loans to pay for college but haven't been able to keep up the payments may get their debts wiped away because critical paperwork is, wait for it, missing! That's right. They lost your loan documents. You don't owe them a penny. Go look it up. Have a deco. See if that isn't true. You may very well, as they used to love saying to those who were up late on the telly, you may already have won. And that's another good tagline for the Trump administration. This is BDECS KD4, Tuesday, July 18th, 2017. Judy Fiesel engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Judy. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo Van? It's a giant furry blue Muppet mobile that brings music and joy wherever it's found in Portland and across the region. We're having a contest this summer. If you spot the van, post a picture on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag